A really disturbing story breaking out of Polokwane in Limpopo yesterday. The Moti brothers, four brothers, were allegedly kidnapped in Polokwane yesterday en route to school. So according to a local report there, the car they were being driven in was cut off by two others along the Tzaneen bypass before seven men made off with the boys. You might have seen the photographs of these four boys being shared on social media. The parents are appealing to the public to assist in the search for them. The family lawyer is saying that the family of the four abducted siblings was waiting for a ransom demand from the boys' kidnappers. And this really does throw the spotlight onto this issue we're seeing more and more in South Africa of kidnappings. So let's speak now to Yusuf Abramji, anti-crime activist, about this trend. Yusuf, good afternoon to you. Always good to chat to you on 702 and Cape Talk. Welcome back to you. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Thank you.
Yusuf, we're seeing more and more of these kidnappings happening, often with wealthy businessmen, the children of wealthy businessmen. Tell us about this trend and how worried are we about the situation?
Well, certainly, Mandy, we've seen a dramatic increase over the past few years, especially wealthy businessmen of Indian origin in South Africa being kidnapped. This trend comes off the back of a series of high-profile kidnappings we've seen in Mozambique that has now spilled over into South Africa over recent years. Over recent months especially, we've seen also an increase. So yesterday we had the four Moti siblings in Polokwane, aged between 6 years and 15 years, being taken. They are still missing over 24 hours later. We know that he's now the subject of a police investigation. We had a businessman, a builder, kidnapped at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon in Robertsham, Johannesburg. A Bangladeshi national kidnapped in Roodepoort last week was freed after a ransom was paid of about 100,000 rand, I'm told. We had one or two incidents in KZN, so it's almost becoming a daily occurrence. And also, we've seen two groups, Mandy. One, which I believe have international links, which are the highly organized syndicate, possibly the one of the Moti brothers, heavily armed, heavy firepower. They don't hesitate to shoot. And they will take their time before they even start negotiations. Very often with the victim's families. Then we have the so-called copycat syndicates, the smaller groups. And I'm on record as saying that both these syndicates, I suspect, for some time having involvement of either corrupt policemen or metro policemen or even soldiers. Yesterday they used R4 and R5 rifles, and that as a crime expert yourself will know where those type of ammunition and firearms are often used in. And that is a serious trend. So while some arrests have been made, Mandy, including law enforcement officials, these criminals are continuing to strike their luck, and it seems to me that it's escalating, which is very worrying. And then very quickly, also, for the first time, we're seeing they're going for the so-called softer targets, children, something similar to in North Africa, where children, especially school children, are taken captive and held for weeks, if not months, before being released, and these criminals are trying to make a quick buck, and it's very worrying.
And Yusuf, from past experience in other incidents where we've seen this happen, what has happened? Have people generally paid the ransom? Have the police been involved? I've noticed many of the families have tried to keep it quiet and haven't revealed those details. So what tends to work here? And obviously there's a caveat here. We don't want to encourage, you know, any kind of copycat crimes to be carried out.
Well, the first thing the kidnappers will often tell the victims is don't involve the police. My advice to the families is please do the right thing and negotiate without putting the safety of your loved one at risk. Secondly, they'll often tell you don't speak to Yusuf Abramji because they know I'm very outspoken, and a number of the kidnappings, they've told the victim's family that they mustn't contact me because they're very scared of the media. And thirdly, you just need to cooperate. I would suggest get professional help, get professional hostage negotiators. There are people within the police service and even the private security industry who can give that advice. Because remember, the life of your loved one is more important. Here we have the entire large section of the country traumatized after the kidnapping of the Moti brothers. I mean, I spoke to members very close to the family. Can you imagine the trauma they are going through? And again, this, in my view, Mandy, is not a random kidnapping. Well planned, well executed. Sometimes they keep an eye on the victims and their movements for months before striking.
Yeah.
We even had an incident in Johannesburg where a businessman was taken about 2 years ago. Just the other day, they tried their luck again by trying to kidnap him again. So these people are continuing, and that is a very, very worrying situation for us. And I've repeatedly raised my concern with the police management, with the Minister of Police. In fact, I even personally discussed it with President Cyril Ramaphosa when some wealthy businessmen in Johannesburg were taken. But it seems to me that police are making very little progress, and I think they really need to get their game up to bring an end to this ongoing and very worrying scourge.
Yusuf, thank you very much. Yusuf Abramji there, anti-crime activist, just giving us some context and some analysis there on what's happening here. Really worrying story. Four brothers, the Moti brothers, allegedly kidnapped in Polokwane yesterday while en route to school. And this issue of kidnappings, as Yusuf says, is something we really need to keep our attention on.